4QHV. I have a question about installing a radio in my vehicle, if anyone is around that maybe has done that. QHV.
Yeah, Nick, this is Scott. What kind of question did you have?
I was just trying to figure how to run a power cord or a couple of power cables from the battery into the vehicle, and I went over to a car radio installation guy, and they said they could do that for me for about $100, and I didn't know if that was a fair price or not.
Deeper yourself, but you know, you want to make sure it's fused right and everything at the battery, Roger.
I've got it hooked up right now, and it is fused at the battery, and I'm just running the wires through the door jamb, essentially, at the moment. I don't know how to get it from the engine bay into the vehicle, you know, I just don't know how to do that.
Well, if you look close, most of the time there's grommets where, you know, rubber grommets that go through the firewall, you know, on the backside to where the wires would come through. Normally, if you're lucky, you'll have one there near the center, and then you can run back through there near the, you know, and either come the fender well side, or you can come through, you know, on the transmission tunnel portion. Roger.
I guess I just need to maybe get under the vehicle and take off some of the air dams there and see if there's room to come up inside the cabin through that route.
No, what I would do is lift your hood up and come through the firewall, you know, right where typically there's a rubber grommet, several rubber grommets that go through the firewall. Now, they'll be sprayed over most of the time with noise dampening spray or whatnot, so they may not look like a rubber grommet, but you have to kind of push on them, and you'll see there'll be rubber grommets that you can put a small hole in and then feed your wires through there, Roger.
That. Yeah, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I believe I've seen these rubber grommets in the firewall. Most of the ones I've noticed already have, you know, a wire or a tube passing through it. But I guess I could look for some that may be painted over, like you suggested, that have nothing in them.
Right, and then if there's enough room on one of the others where the loom or whatnot comes through, sometimes you can, you know, you can take a, you know, a piece of plastic, you know, like a plastic screwdriver or something like that, and widen it up enough just to get your power line feed through there, Roger.
Do you typically run a negative line back to the battery as well, or you?
I run positive and negative to the battery, fuse it at the battery, and then run all the way back through so you have you know, what are you running, like a number 12 or something like that? Yeah, that's even better. But yeah, I run both of them all the way back up, fuse it on the battery end, and then you'll have your fuses that are also for your radio, Roger.
That there were some fuses that were in the radio itself. I do have a fuse that's in line. It's in line with the positive, and it's right at the battery.
Right, that's perfect. And then normally your radio will come with a fuse off of its pigtail too, Roger.
Radio's used. I'm not sure how they came from the factory.
I'm using the fuse it right at the batteries in case some kind of way some sheet metal rubs on that wire and it doesn't burn your car up.
Definitely going to leave that one by the battery.
Roger that. Well, look around and see what you think. Like I say, run both the positive and negative back.
So I am kind of a new ham, and I know not to use 10 codes on ham radio. It's just that is actually part of my natural speaking vocabulary. I say that to people all the time.
Roger that.
But, yeah, I appreciate your advice. I'm going to get out there and go take a look at it right now and see if I can't make something happen.
All right, I'm glad I could help you. Hopefully you can find you a good route to run that wire. WD4OL, clear.
AW comment?
Comment?
Hey, you might need to put some noise filters on there, too, if you end up getting alternator noise or noise from the injectors, because you'll hear it while you're rolling. You'll just hear that, that kick up. So they're just simple snap over. You can order them on Amazon, or some people around, if you're part of a club, might have some just floating around.
I've only had my ham license for about a month and a half now, maybe 2 months, and so I haven't really participated in any of the club meetings yet.
I recommend that. I just got my license a couple weeks ago, but I happen to be a part of a club that's part of the American Legion, and those guys have been so helpful in getting me set up for my home setup and everything along that way.
That's awesome. I'm still trying to scrape together some motivation to continue studying for the general class.
Bit of being part of a club, they might have somebody that has the app that you can put onto your phone and use to study for that.
Yeah, I've got the app. I just don't have the time.
I'm in the same boat.
HF communication so badly, and there's really not a whole lot available to us technicians. So that's on the bucket list, you know, stuff to do. And, yeah, good call on the ferrite core. I'm going to check that out, too, if I need it. I haven't really heard any engine or electrical noise coming off of my vehicle, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. But it could be with my other vehicle. I plan on going and installing radios in both of them.
If you have the right radio, one that you can just move from one vehicle to the next, also just using the same base.
I was thinking about purchasing a new radio. I've got two older used radios. One of them's giving me a little bit of trouble, and then the other one is just not super great. So I'm thinking about maybe buying something new in the UHF, VHF kind of categories that had some sort of GPS on it so that it would know. I could load in a bunch of repeaters on a card and it could tell me what was in the area. I've heard there's some radios that can do that.
Isuzu FD300 that has all that on it, and it's nice because it snaps out of the base, so if you buy an extra base, extra power supply, antenna and all that stuff, you just install that in the vehicle and I can just slide it out, put the connections on and be good to go.
You said it was the FT300?
FD300, yes.
Have you been out to the HRO in Atlanta yet?
No, I have not. I've been just up here in Blue Ridge area.
I work over in Westminster, so that's not too far. Any advice, and I'm going to go out there and take a look at it and see what we can make happen. KQ4QHV, clear.
W3QHV.
I think I heard something this morning about the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society club meeting moved to today. Does anybody know or any feelers on that?